One of our listeners sent us a message a short while ago, a little bit unkind, but I think it expresses the frustration that people are feeling, saying, "Hey, Joanne, I hope you're well. I'd like to extend my serious concern to the Gauteng Department of Education. The thing is, I have a 12-year-old son who's passed his grade 7, and I still don't even know which school he's going to for the year 2020. It's all thanks to the online application system by our useless education MEC, Banyazelo Sufi. Yesterday, thousands of parents flocked into the Soweto Department of Education in Pimville in the for answers to this confusion." So that is what we're going to talk about in the next few minutes. The Gauteng Education Department saying it's had to deal with a number of troubling issues this year, from the school placements I've just spoken about that haven't gone according to plan, to safety issues at various schools. And of course, many parents are saying the system is just not working for them. Let's speak to Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mambona now. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks very much for your time today. Let's start with the issue of the school placements. How much progress has been made in that regard?
Good afternoon, Johan, and to all our listeners. Look, the only challenge that we are faced with now, which we are currently trying to resolve, is the objections and the appeals. As you might have, recall that we said we have an issue of capacity, so we're trying to provide schools to all those parents that are saying, "You might have placed me at the school that I don't want, or a school probably is far from where I stay." Some will say, no, that school I don't want because there's no teaching. Some will say, "No, that one, there's drugs there. I don't want my child to go there." So we are in consultation with parents, trying to provide them with alternative spaces where we have increased capacity. And we are actually still working with the schools, trying to make sure that we increase capacity so that we can then provide them with mobile units, that they will be in a position to, take more of the learners. But we are continuing to do that, looking at all the objections and the appeals.
Right. How many kids haven't been placed at this point, Steve?
No, now what we are looking at is the appeals, like as I said.
It's simply appeals. All the children have actually been placed, so you're on deadline for that.
We've placed. I mean, remember, our deadline was Saturday,
yes.
And we then said, let's work, let's make sure that on that Saturday, Friday, we worked overboard. But Friday, we had about 619 that was left.
Yes.
And our team worked there up until very late. And on Saturday, we had to also mop up and make sure that we place everyone. So now the issue that is at hand now is the issue of appeals and objections. And they're trying to accommodate parents. But where the district officials might have erred, to say a parent did not submit documents, only to find that the parents have done that, we're in a position to can reverse that, to say, no. Probably the parent was changed. We need to rectify that. There are those parents that will come with genuine reasons that, look, I don't think that you were fair, allocating this school for me. And we're in a position to can, change some of the decisions that were made by our officials at the district level.
All right. So how many applications are being processed right now?
No, it's... It's appeals, like
well, said, sorry, appeals. How many appeals for children to be sent to other schools, in other words, that their parents would prefer? How many of those are being processed?
No, we're talking over in excess of, I don't have a figure now, in excess
okay.
of 300.
All right.
Yeah, in excess of 300 of those that we are trying to resolve.
And but, by when do you hope to have resolved those, Steve?
Look, before the end of next week, before we enter into the Christmas, period, we should have been done, because we're working. We start very early and we end very late. Our officials, leave the office very late. So we are convinced that by look of things, we should be done with the process of appeal.
Right.
By early next week, probably latest Thursday, Friday, we should be done.
All right, so let me bring Ndombi into the conversation. She's one of our listeners, Steve, and I just want to hear what her experience has been. Ndombi, I believe you're not happy with where your granddaughter has been placed.
Hi, Johan. Thank you for taking my call. Definitely,
sure.
I'm not impressed. I'm not happy. I've since signed an objection to the department, and I've been sent from pillar to post. I sent an email. It hasn't been responded to. So I just need to find out as to who is being engaged and what criteria is used in terms of engaging those particular parents, because apparently I'm not part of that group.
All right.
What criteria was used?
Let me find out from Steve for you. So Steve, this is a parent who's not been contacted. What is your means of contacting parents to let them know?
Which area is that?
Can you ask Dombi, what area are you in?
I'm in Kempton Park.
All right. Steve?
Kempton Park, we have received all the appeals, you know, coming from different districts.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have challenges in the area of Naturena, your Pretoria North. That's where we have, big challenges. Kempton Park area, we do have a few cases that are coming from there, which we are in the process of looking at all of them. If the parent has already appealed, we will be in a position to can communicate a response. All the appeals, after the team has looked at them, they must go to the MEC. MEC should not be there, also verify, and the outcomes will be going to the parents.
So Steve,
like I said, we are finalizing the process.
All right. So if Ntombi has not been heard from yet, but she's lodged her complaint, is that unusual? Should she have had some communication from you already, or can she wait a little bit longer to hear from you?
But we started with the process of looking at the appeals yesterday.
Oh,
and
right.
Okay. What it did pronounce yesterday that the team has already started with the objections and appeals. Because remember, Joanne, we couldn't start with the appeals and objections because we were finalizing the process of placing those parents that did not receive anything.
Right.
So here you are talking about the parent that has received a placement. So we could not prioritize those that have received placement,
right,
look at their objections and their appeals, and then respond to them. Meanwhile, we still have a lot of parents that have not received anything. So we had to prioritize and make sure that all parents know where they are placed in terms of whether it's an alternative or it's a school that they want. Then start with the process of appeal. So we started yesterday.
Okay. So Ntombi's still going to hear from you, presumably.
There's no appeal that we're not going to be in a position to respond.
Okay, so Ntombi, I hope that's clear to you, Ntombi, that the department is very likely still coming back to you on that issue. Itu in Soweto is on the line to us. Itu, what was your experience?
Yes, hi. My experience, Joanne, has been very frustrating with this process, and I feel that to a certain extent, the Department of Education is very economical with the truth. Till today, my child hasn't gotten an SMS or anything. You call the call center, you hold on for about 25 to 30 minutes. When you finally speak to somebody, they put the phone down on you. The same applies when you call the district. So when they're saying they are dealing with objections, what about us who don't even know what's happening? We go there, we get told stories. There's nothing that's working out with the system. So I want to know that they must be honest and say, these are the amount of kids we have not placed. What is the way forward?
So Steve, we're hearing here that Itu's child has not been placed in the Soweto area. But that obviously contradicts what you've been saying to us.
No, we don't have a challenge in Soweto, I can tell you. Soweto, we don't have a challenge. Is there a parent that can call and say, Naturela? Then that one, yes, I'll say yes, because we've been meeting with those schools, negotiating. Those that have increased capacity, we went back to them and said, can't you increase more? Even tomorrow, we have a meeting where we'll be interacting with some of the schools that we want them to increase capacity, because we realize that especially in Naturena, honestly, we don't have a high school there.
Yeah.
Those parents must be accommodated one way or the other, because we have a president, we have Sir John, we have Mondio. Those are the three schools that can assist to absorb the parents that are in Naturena. So that's what we are doing now. But we know that there are those parents that would have applied in those schools as well, coming from areas like Soweto. So, but like as I said, we don't have a challenge in Soweto. We have placed, all parents in Soweto. If a specific case, then there's a challenge.
it might be that probably there's one document that is missing, all those things which the district is in a position to can assist the parent with. But so where to? We don't have a challenge. We have
all
a challenge in Latourena.
Yes.
We have a challenge in Pretoria North. If the parent from Pretoria North can call, then I'll say yes. There, I know we have a challenge.
All right. Steve, thank you very much for speaking to us. Look, we're going to have to keep talking to you about this, and we're going to have to keep taking your calls on this. You know, those of you who've made these applications or who are in the midst of appeals, we've got to keep talking about this till your kids actually go to school and are ready to sit at a desk and start learning. It seems to me it's not as simple a process as we would have hoped. So we will keep having this conversation. Right now, we're just going to take a short break, and then we'll bring you some breaking news.